KJW Mobile.
CJW, KN4VWA.
How's that wind over at your location? The trees are bedded up sideways here.
Put it this way. I would not attempt to put my Bixler up in the air without a rope on it.
They are whipping around. Well, hopefully it'll drop the last of the leaves from last fall off of some of the trees. I get them up, and next day there's more out there. This thing just will not give up. But anyway, what's going on? What's going on this morning?
Went down to Columbia and back, and I've been down over to my accountant. Now I'm over here at the grocery store. Picked up a friend of mine for lunch, took him to lunch, and he doesn't drive anymore. And took him to lunch, and he's into Publix, and after that, I'm going back to the house, and I'm going to sit back and take it easy.
I've been watching the news all morning, see what happened over, you know, well, this morning the market opened up, and it went up, and then it went down, then it went up, and then it came back down again. It's like a roller coaster. Anyway, been doing that. I've finally conceded I've got to go to get my hair cut because I look like a shaggy dog. So I got to do something about that before we head off to Florida.
For the weekend?
No, it's Wednesday.
So you'll be down there a little bit during the week and then a little bit on the weekend. You stay a week?
We'll see how long we can stay down there. I don't know. Maybe till the same time the next week, maybe back, you know, over the weekend sometime. I don't know. My father-in-law's not doing very good at all. And we're not going to overstay. If he's not feeling good, then we probably won't stay the whole time. But probably the last time we'll get to visit him.
Yes, I forgot that you were going down there for family. For some reason, you know, I was down there recently for pleasure, and I thought you guys were going down for pleasure. But I hope he does well, and hopefully he can rebound.
But he's 86, I think, now, and he's got diabetes. He's got several other things like that wrong with him. He's lived a good life. He did very, very well in his lifetime. He had a career parallel to mine, but he was in mainframes, so we got along really good. We kind of rivaled each other about why mainframe did it their way and why distributed went their way, and it was fun. I enjoyed him for a father-in-law.
That is really good that you had a good one. There's so many guys out there that cannot say that. Now, me, I had a great mother-in-law. She was fantastic.
Because my average with mother-in-laws is not good.
Even with my first go-round, my first one, her mom just thought the world of me. And she got all ticked off at me or something or other way. I'm just going to go home. I've had enough of this. But she got to the house, she told her mama what was going on, and her mama told her to get her glad rags and get back to the house and get it worked out. She was a good one, I tell you. So, I've had two really, really good mother-in-laws, and I tell you, I appreciated them.
With that, you know, some win, some lose, and some strike out.
You know, the friend that he's been married right at, I believe, they're either having their 35th or 40th anniversary, and oh my God, it's just like he says, you know, that old joke about, you know, if I'd have shot you 20 years ago, I'd have been getting out today. That's what he says about his mother-in-law.
Good, but it's not that bad. On a different note, you see where C-17s are going into Poland and carrying in Stingers and Javelins?
Distracted by traffic.
C-17 airplanes. Have you seen where they're landing in Poland and they're carrying in Javelins and Stingers? I think this might be over with before too much longer.
Oh, javelins and stingers are not going to stop Putin, bud. And, hey, is it our aircraft?
A bunch of Russian MiG-29s that are in Poland that they're going to scoot over into Ukraine, and then we'll replace them with some of our jets.
Do you hear what Putin said this morning?
There's a lot, but I think he's bluffing. I don't think he wants... Putin loves Putin. That's why he sits at the end of a 30-foot table, right, and when anybody's around him. He loves himself dearly. He's not going to start World War III because he knows he'd be the first one out. His lights would go out quicker than anything.
I don't know. But, yeah, he said that this morning that if Poland starts supplying Ukraine with weapons, that he would consider Poland a combatant, and he'd go after them too.
Would make him first strike against NATO, and we're a part of NATO, and then Katie barred the door, it's all over with.
You bet. At that point, it's us and Europe and Australia and Japan, and that would be us against China and Russia, because you do know that China has got a mutual treaty with them.
Off the fence today. This morning, China said they've got that Russia is their strategic partner. So China's been sitting on the fence for a long time. This morning, they got off the fence. Well, yesterday for them, I guess. It's getting close to nighttime for them now. But yeah, they're no longer on the fence. So that's kind of sad, but it is what it is.
Like I said, the rest of the world against Russia and China. And that's going to get real messy real quick.
Two totalitarian nations left. Well, I guess there are other totalitarian, but the only two big, big players that are totalitarians left on planet Earth. So I guess they're going to go out with a bang. So that's what it looks like.
I hope so, but I hope they don't take us out with them. So, well, anyhow, bud, I got to jump off of here. Hopefully everything will turn to hearts and flowers before it all turns to crap. And that medium will come to its senses. So, well, anyhow, I'm going to jump off and run. I'll talk to you again soon before you head down the road.
K4, WA, clear.
All right, catch you later, W4DJW, clear.
WKN4 VWA.
VWA mobile.
Before DJW mobile.
WKN4 VWA.
Speedy haircut. Oh, I'm coming out the top.
You ain't right, boy. Oh, you know, it don't take me long to get a haircut either.
The older we get, the less. I guess that's normal then, huh?
Oh yeah, for me that's a long time. Now, did you really get a haircut that fast?
Yes, I did. I signed up when I was at home. It was 17. So I clicked on the sign-in button. It was 17 minutes until my turn up, and then I leave. I drive out there, and when I got there, it said 14 minutes. So they had only worked for 3 minutes the whole time it took me to drive out there. But I went in there and I told them I was there, and they said, "Come on back." So it wasn't that. So the app was a little bit off.
Oh, great clips.
Yeah, one over there by what used to be by Lowe's. It's changed again. It's something else now. But the one that across from Lowe's on White Hampton.
Now, what are you talking about? Of course, you know. Seriously, I have not been in a barber shop since 1998.
Get to that point. I told my wife, get some clippers and figure out how they do that. She won't do it. She did buy me some for Christmas, and she said, "Remember, I bought you some clippers for Christmas," and I haven't seen them since. So I was watching what she was doing really, really carefully to see if I could do that.
Well, at least you'll look civilized when you get to Florida.
I have my winter coat on. It would be amazed how much cooler it is without all that hair on.
Say, on the radio, people are going to think you're a bullywooger.
More, I'll tell them to cut it back to no hair is longer than 1 inch. And when I go in there, it's like hanging over my ears. So I say, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Because they want me in there every 6 weeks, but I'm more like in there every 6 months.
Now, see, that sounds so foreign to me. You know why? My hair, I cut my own hair, and I use one of those guards, and the guard is a 1/8-inch guard. And I just buzz.
They ask me, they say, you want me to use number 8? And I say, yeah, number 8, that's it. So I don't know how long 1/8 is, but I think it's 1 inch.
Well, so what did they charge you, $20?
And I give her a $5 tip.
Well, you know, the last time I was in the barber, a complete haircut was $9. And that's if you had a full head of hair. And he used to charge me $5. Because, you know, top of my head looks like an aircraft carrier deck. So, anyhow, like I said, I just do those little trimmer things, and they work out great, and I look civilized. So, there you go.
I'll do that myself, I think. I'm going to try to figure it out. Because the only part that, I don't know why they use scissors. That's the part that might be kind of hard for me to do. Kind of hard to cut your own hair using scissors. Using one of those things with a guard on it, that's simple, I think.
It is. Oh, wait a minute. Have you seen one of those trimmers on TV? And it acts like a vacuum, and it pulls your hair into the little slot, and then you adjust the length that you want your hair to be, and then you just run it around the top of your head, and it leaves your hair all the same length all over.
And that would probably work for me, except it's a little closer on the sides and in the back. But I'm thinking that would probably work.
That thing advertised on TV, I haven't seen it in the last 2 or 3 months, but I saw it on there, you know, back during the holidays or right before the holidays. And it was really quite an interesting concept, because you don't have to worry about the length, because the vacuum kind of pulls the hair out to the rotary clipping device or rotary clipping portion, and that way everything is just perfectly even all the way around.
That's not one of those things that's 1999 or 1995 and then they say, but wait, there's more. If you're backed right now, you get two of them for the price of one. That's not one of those, is it?
K4VWA. No. This thing was $89.95.
I'll look on the internet, see if I can find something like that. W4DJW.
I guess you're headed back to your house?
The cameras and all that stuff set up for the house. There's eight cameras outside and 8 cameras inside. Gotta keep an eye on that cat while we're gone. She's all over the place. Last time she knocked one of those cameras, you can talk to her through them. Because she's got plenty of food and water. She can go a week by herself and be just fine. The dog just can't do that. But I gotta get all those things set up. But last time we were down there, we were talking to her through one of those cameras, and she just reached her paw out there and slapped that camera and knocked it right off its stand.
Don't you? She was ticked off at you because you're talking to her through that little box, and she didn't like that.
She didn't. She would come up to it. Well, I'd find her. I'd go from room to room till I found her, like, sitting under the dining room table. And I called her, and she'd get up, and she'd come over there, and she'd mosey around. She'd look at it, and she'd look to it, you know, with her head turned one way, and look at it, and then all of a sudden, out of clear blue sky, wham, I'm looking at her like I'm laying on my side.
Yeah, buddy. Well, just don't tick her off in person. You're liable to wind up with some racing stripes.
Not that, but but she doesn't do that much anymore. But you got to make her feel secure when you're carrying her. You got to, you know, hold her tail and her two back legs together, and you hold her front paws together, and she feels like she's not going to fall out of your arms, and she's fine. But if you pick her up by the middle, yeah, she'll make it look like you stuck your hand in a blender.
A cat like that years ago, and this cat was he was as good as gold, and you'd be petting him, and just, you know, and he was an inside and outside cat, but you'd be petting him, and he'd be all curled up on your lap, and then just right out of the blue, he'd just go wacko on you, and buddy, he would shred you. There's been at least three or four times I had tried to teach that cat how to fly.
That I had, the last one we had before this one was indoor-outdoor, and I kind of like that because there's no litter box. And he was a good cat, but he was a big cat. Nobody messed around with him. I hated it when he passed away.
What you mean? Well, listen, I got to get out here and pump some of this liquid gold. I'm going to fill up my truck. It's gonna hurt my economic future, so... Listen, you be careful. If I don't get to talk to you before Wednesday, you guys be careful traveling, okay? And hopefully I'll get to say hey before you go. So, anyhow, W4DJW, KN4VWA, clear after you find them.
Pumping that liquid gold, think about helping those Ukrainian women when they're crossing that border with the kids and the dog and three bags, and that's all she got. She doesn't know she'll ever see her husband again. That makes that pain at the pump a whole lot less, and it's going to go up when we cut Russia off, and I'd gladly pay for that to cut Russia off. Anyway, catch you later. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
VWA, this is KO4HKX. Hey, you never did tell me where you were filling my truck up at.
Hey, bud, listen. There is a 7-Eleven on the downhill slope coming out of Taylor's and going towards Greer. And it used to be a Palm, but now it's a 7-Eleven, and they've got the fuel here at $4.69. So I'll tell you something. It might be worth your effort to come over this way and fill it up on your way back out of town, because that is the dirt cheapest I have found. And that's what it was in Inman when I left this morning. So I'm going to juice this puppy up. And as a matter of fact, the regular unleaded is $3.99.
This is KO4WWZ.
Go ahead, KO4WWZ, I believe it was.
Thank you. How y'all doing today? And who am I talking to?
Progress, but anyway.
Patrick on this end, and you got Steve on the other. But I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm getting out to pump this fuel before it goes up. I'll be back in just a minute.
I'm doing all right. I'm sorry if I need to let y'all use the theater. I will.
No, you're good. He's just giving you a hard time. Don't worry about him.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Patrick. I don't think I got the call, but that's all right. Good to talk to you today. Be careful out there. We might get some strong storms this afternoon.
Can't remember what your name was, but I've talked to you one other time. And I think that was 2 weeks ago when you first got your license.
Yes, sir, that'd be correct. KO4WWZ.
It wasn't me that made the comment about the QSO. That was somebody else.
You, but I didn't know for sure. That's why I said just don't worry about it.
Y'all quick, Ken. I'd want to say something to Dave, and can't nobody get a word in edgewise.
Hey, you gotta be a flash on a stick, man.
I know, I'm just giving you guys grief. I was going to talk with him about Russia, but y'all carry on. And then whenever there's a break, then I'll come on in like a good boy.
Yeah, I was just trying to give Steve a hard time. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Good to talk to you again. And like I said, I don't know your name, KO4HKX, and I'll be Cliff.
I love you too, Patrick.
K and 4, VWA, I'm on the side pumping in this liquid gold.
WWZ. I'll be clear on your throttle. Nice talking to you, sir.
Donald, anyway, you still in there, Dave? I missed the boat. Rat dolls. KG4 QLR.
KG4 QLR. I was talking about the other guy I was talking to. I think it was Steve, my dad.
I'm giving him a hard time, but trying to talk with Dave. He's an old friend of mine. Gonna talk about Russia a little bit, but he must have had something to do himself.
I got you. Hey, look, if you want to talk about Russia, I'm here. I'm just cleaning out my car. There's a three call sign out there. I'll talk with you for a little bit.
He said something. In fact, they, small price to pay at the pumps to get rid of Russia. And I'm over here the whole time thinking, you know, what we need to do to get rid of Russia is drop ordnance on them. I think we need to be over there actively engaged in combat with them right now, personally, myself. But, you know, that ain't going to get anything done. That's just what my personal opinion on the matter.
I have thoughts about certain things I'd like to see happen to Vladimir Putin, but I don't know. I think I should kind of keep them thoughts to myself. I don't want to talk about that over the radio.
AG4QLR. Why in the world would you want to do that? This is the last platform for free sweet speech that we have left. You know, speak your mind. Anyway, I'm going to jump out of here, man. I'm about to go in this store right here. It's a pleasure to meet you. 7-3, and don't be afraid to exercise your freedoms, buddy. KG4QLR.
7-3, and KG4WWZ, I'm clear.